thanks for joining again to the Coronavirus Essential podcast with me, Shraddha Sharma. Let's start with the updates from India. We have been in this lockdown for a month now. Today is 30th day and the confirmed COVID-19 cases stand at 21,393. The death toll from the outbreak in India is at 681. Around 1,400 new cases were confirmed in the last 24 hours. Maharashtra, Gujarat and Delhi remain the worst affected regions in the country, followed by Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu and Madhya Pradesh. As of today, we have 12 districts that have not reported any fresh case in the last 28 days or more as per the Health Ministry updates today. There are now 78 districts in 23 states and UTs that have not reported any fresh case in the last 14 days. Over 5 lakh tests have been conducted so far. The Environment Secretary and Empowered Group 2 Chairman C.K. Mishra today confirmed that we have been able to cut transmission, minimize spread and increase the doubling rate. Also stating that we have utilized this time to prepare ourselves for the future, growth has been more or less linear and not exponential. So that's an important update coming in, that in the past 30 days, India has managed to keep the number of rates from going up exponentially. This is not enough and we need to ramp up testing in this country is also something they have pointed out. Interministerial Central Team is visiting quarantine centres in Kolkata, West Bengal as per the latest updates, and Srinagar administration has drawn up a care package for 6,330 women expecting babies in the next 4 months. The Union Finance Ministry has also said that additional installment of dearness allowance payable to central government employees and dearness relief to central government pensioners due from January 1st, 2020 will not be paid. However, DA and DR at the current rates will continue to be paid. Also, we are expecting the finance minister will meet the prime minister soon to discuss an economic relief package. The Union Ministry of Finance has said that over 33,000 crore people have received financial assistance of over 31,200 crore with the Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Yojana. The Indian Railways has now offered to supply 2.6 lakh meals daily from its kitchen across the country to districts which are willing to pick up cooked meals for distribution among the needy. The meal will be available at the cost of rupees 15. Also, the Karnataka government has partially relaxed the lockdown norms in the state, allowing IT and IT-enabled services to operate with essential staff required, running on minimal people. So, certain construction activities, manufacturing, packaging, courier services will be relaxed. These restrictions related to the industrial activities in some non-hotspot areas in the country were partially relaxed on April 20th by the central government. The centre has allowed relief from insolvency for the next 6 months via an amendment to the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code IBC 2016 as per a report by CNBC TV 18 as per sources. The Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today has inaugurated a mobile lab named Mobile Virology Research and Diagnostic Laboratory developed by DRDO basically to conduct COVID-19 screening and R&D activities. This mobile lab has the screening capacity of more than 1,000 samples every day. Also, some good news coming from Indigo CEO that no pay cut will be put out in April for the employees. The CEO, Ronojoy Datta, has rolled back pay cut for the month of April from the salary of employees, saying that the decision is taken in deference to the government wishes. The government has also been urging to download the Arogya Sethu app, calling it the bodyguard to coronavirus. So let's just download the app and be safe. The centre will also be conducting a telephonic survey by calling up citizens on their mobile phones across the country to get their feedback on the prevalence and distribution of COVID-19. Basically, to track the symptoms. And another big news from today was that President Kovind has approved the ordinance to amend the Epidemic Diseases Act, which will provide stricter punishment for attacks against healthcare workers. Alright, let's move on to some of the global updates. Globally, there have been over 26.2 lakh confirmed cases of COVID-19. and at least 1.8 lakh people have died so far. United States, with over 8,40,000 confirmed cases, including recoveries and deaths. US has reported 26,000 more cases as per CDC. But in the US, the number of deaths has risen from 2,800 to 44,000. Talking about Spain, over 2,08,000 cases, Italy with over 1,87,000 cases, France with around 1,57,000 cases, followed by Germany, United Kingdom, Turkey has over 98,000 cases, Iran over 85,000 cases, followed by China and Russia. US handling of a COVID-19 like third world country has This statement has been made by a top economist as per Guardian. Donald Trump has been handling the epidemic and has basically shown that this is no better handling than the third world countries, is what the economist Joseph Stiglitz have said. He is a Nobel Prize winning economist. A virus hit US. Reports are suggesting that the coronavirus was in the US weeks before CDC confirmed cases in the country, and reports are suggesting that two people had died from COVID-19 in California in early February, way before than the first reported death in the US. Also, two pet cats in New York have now been tested positive, making the first confirmed case in the companion animals in the United States. Previously, we had seen a tiger being tested positive, and before that, a dog. Italy's death rate, on the other hand, has seen a fall. The country has reported 437 more people dying. This is 97 fewer than the previous day. Now the death toll of the country stands at over 25,000, but the number of people currently infected has also fallen for the third day in a row. So that's looking like good news, because it might be showing that the peak is over for Italy. As we know that cyber crimes and hacking has seen an increase during this time of the lockdown, and reports from The Guardian are suggesting that state-backed hackers are capitalizing on this pandemic. More than a dozen government-backed hacking groups are using it as a cover to put malware, according to security experts at Google. And recently we read a report that the World Health Organization was also targeted. In Singapore, this is the fourth day in a row that Singapore has reported a daily increase of cases, over 1,000 cases. The state has now recorded a total of 11,178 COVID-19 infections, and 12 people have died so far due to the illness. In the UK, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is recovering well from COVID-19 complications and will be back at work soon, as per the Northern Ireland Secretary Brandon Lewis. But in the UK, people of Indian origin in the UK have emerged as the worst affected ethnic group from the pandemic, according to official data by hospitals across England. And 14 more coronavirus infections have been confirmed on the Italian cruise ship Costa Atlantica, docked for repairs in Japan, and now the total infections on the ship has reached 48. Meanwhile, reports are coming from Germany that Pfizer and BioNTech has secured approval for the first human trials for a possible novel coronavirus vaccine. All member nations of the WHO should support a proposed independent review in the pandemic, as per the Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison. He also said that this further might strain ties with China. The head of the World Health Organization has said that he is hoping that Donald Trump would reconsider its suspension of funding, but that his main focus was on ending the pandemic and saving lives. The world has never faced a hunger emergency like this, experts have said. Meanwhile, we will see an ongoing impact of this pandemic, and the virus is here to stay. And the virus is here to stay is what the WHO chief has said. But we are also hearing reports that it could double the number of people facing acute hunger this year. The total confirmed COVID-19 cases in Pakistan have risen to over 10,500. This figure includes the death toll and patients who have recovered. Meanwhile, the epicenter of the very pandemic, China's asymptomatic cases have seen an increase to over 980 with 27 new infections. Now let's look at some of the other important takes on the Money Control website. India needs to trust its states to fight the virus. Money Control contributor Vinod Mathew writes that decision needs to be taken at state level or even district level. The aim should be to contain future COVID-19 outbreaks to local clusters which do not bring the whole nation to a grinding halt. Really interesting take right there, giving power to federalism in the country. Meanwhile, another Money Control contributor writes about the Kerala model that it's hard to replicate but possible to emulate. Other states should learn from the southern peer to better prepare themselves for handling the ongoing pandemic is what the contributor writes. Apart from that, a fun fact of the lockdown impact that Ramayan and Mahabharat are bringing viewers and advertisers looking like a relaunch on television. But we also have something important for you in terms of the MC isolation planner. Quick workout to start the day, get motivated with some good quotes, time to unwind with some great listens and reads, so you can just plan your day according to the planner without wasting any time, because we have curated this specially for you. So you can have a look at that. Apart from that, something more important and exciting is in terms of Money Control Pro, India's fastest growing financial subscription service, because it's its happy birthday. So Money Control Pro has turned a year old and has been providing actionable investment ideas for 1 year, exclusive analysis, curated market data, all these in an ad-free experience. You can now subscribe to MC Pro at a special offer price of just ₹1 a day. And also, while you are at it, look out for benefits worth ₹20,000 available only for the Pro users. So don't miss out on this one-time opportunity. Log on to the Money Control website and app to find out more. Remember, the offer is valid from April 21st to May 7th only. With that, we are wrapping up today's edition, but all feedbacks and suggestions are welcomed at mcpodcast@nw18.com. Thanks for tuning in today.